Thank you, President. Let me begin by thanking you for convening these thematic discussions on Agenda Item 2, specifically on a Fissile Material Cut-off Treaty. It is good to be back in the CD, particularly under Indonesia's presidency. An FMCT is a top priority for Australia. Our distinguished colleague from Japan has already spoken about the event we convened with Japan and the Philippines at High Level Week last year to urge progress on this long overdue treaty. Australia strongly believes that an FMCT has the potential to deliver substantial security benefits, furthering the twin goals of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. Verified assurance that the quantity of fissile material available for use in nuclear weapons is capped would make a powerful contribution to building the confidence that is needed to enable nuclear disarmament. Indeed, a ban on new production of fissile material for use in weapons is a necessary step towards irreversible nuclear disarmament. While reducing the size of weapons arsenals is an important step towards disarmament, the value of such actions is limited if production of fissile material for weapons continues or could be easily resumed. As the UK ambassador said, it is inconceivable that there is a path towards a world without nuclear weapons that does not include an FMCT. President, Australia has consistently urged the Conference on Disarmament to begin negotiations on an FMCT. The urgency of this task is only underscored by the challenging strategic circumstances we face. Our distinguished Brazilian colleague summarised that extremely well. But despite the urgency of the task, we unfortunately find ourselves at a continuing impasse on an FMCT. More than 45 years since the first special session on disarmament called for the urgent negotiation of a treaty on the cessation of production of fissionable material for weapons purposes, and more than 30 years since the General Assembly passed a consensus resolution on the matter. There is no substantive reason why negotiations cannot start on this treaty now. There's been valuable work done by the group of governmental experts in 2014 and 15, and the high-level expert preparatory group in 17 to 18, the work done here in the CD, including in subsidiary body 2 in 2018 and 2022. These have all laid a good technical foundation for negotiations. It is clear that the only remaining impediment to commencing negotiations on an FMCT is a lack of political will by a few. In this light, Australia is asking the question, what can we do now? For our part, we are open to any fresh ideas on how we can kickstart negotiations on this long overdue treaty. We supported the FMCT resolution at First Committee last year that included new language calling for states that possess or produce fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices to engage in transparency and confidence building measures among themselves with a view to launching negotiations. We urge those states to heed this call and to progress discussions to this end. Pending finalisation of an FMCT, there is of course a critical step that all nuclear weapon possessing states can take to declare and implement a moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons. This is an important contribution that can be made to global disarmament efforts, and it can of course be done unilaterally. Australia calls on states with nuclear weapons yet to do so to declare and uphold such a moratorium. The value of such an action is obvious, both as a confidence and trust building measure and as a signal of political intent. Further, the value of such a moratorium is magnified if it is accompanied by transparency measures. Collectively, these actions would help build confidence and trust, reduce risks, and help generate an atmosphere more conducive to progress on this long overdue treaty. President, the distinguished ambassador from China referred to the transfer of nuclear material by nuclear weapon states to non-nuclear weapon states in the context of a moratorium on the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons. This is a conflation of unrelated issues. Let us be clear, an FMCT relates to fissile material for nuclear weapons. A moratorium relates to the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons. I understand that the distinguished ambassador of China was in fact referring in his comments to Australia's acquisition of conventionally armed nuclear-powered submarines under AUKUS. In the interests of full transparency, I would like to take this opportunity to provide some facts. All nuclear material transferred to Australia will be reported as required under Australia's Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and additional protocol, and the IAEA will be able to fulfil its technical safeguards objectives, including providing the international community with credible assurance that there is no diversion of nuclear material, no misuse of nuclear facilities, and no undeclared nuclear material or activity. Importantly, the nuclear material that will be provided by the UK or the United States will be in complete welded nuclear power units that will not require refuelling, removing both the need to routinely access fuel elements and maintain a stockpile of fresh nuclear fuel, and reducing the amount of spent fuel produced. The nuclear material will not be in a form that can be used in nuclear weapons without further chemical processing. This would require facilities Australia does not have and will not seek. The IAEA will be able to verify the absence of such facilities at all times. President, having made this clarification, Australia wishes to underline that the most appropriate discussion for the CD to have on fissile material relates to its use in nuclear weapons. The discussions today have only highlighted the urgency of moving to negotiations on this long overdue treaty, and Australia stands ready to join in that effort. We urge all members of the conference to cooperate in this endeavour. Thank you.